We've got two studio guests in here this morning. First, we have Bill Bolter. You're a regular here. You are, of course, the Pembroke Fisheries Commissioner. We're delighted to have you. And you brought a guest with you, and that's Marcus Hendricks. Thanks so much. You are a member of the Mashpee Wampanoag and Nipmuc Tribe, and we appreciate you coming today.
That's correct. Thank you.
Absolutely glad to have you. And I know that this is something, Bill, we've spoken about this so many times over the years. When you have been involved with a group of volunteers about cleaning up the fisheries there in Pembroke, so when the herring make their run, they can come and, you know, then you can celebrate this annual event. Now, this is something that when this started, I think you started 9 years ago.
Yes, that's correct.
The numbers were, what, like 20, 30,000?
Yes.
And then it increased to, I think it was 500,000 fish?
Yeah, very close to 500,000 fish, yes.
Okay, and Marcus, you're here because of this is a long history in the town of Pembroke. In recorded history, the part of people from the Mashpee Wampanoag and Nipmuc tribes have been involved in collaborating with us since 1717, which is pretty amazing. We talked a little bit about, you said, that's recorded history. Before that, you probably have a better idea than
right,
I do.
Right, right. We have ancient history that goes back, you know, 10 to 12,000 years. Recorded history is there were fish weirs in Boston Harbor, Back Bay, Neponset rivers, all those rivers, Charles River, all those estuaries had adramis diadramis fish.
So it's there's a long history of it. Now, Bill, we talked about having the fisheries festival on Saturday, but now that's not going to happen. I want you to tell me why.
Well, our fish count is really low. Last year, we went from the year prior to that, almost 500,000 fish, and then we went down to almost 200,000 fish, and then this past season, we went down to 38,000 fish, and we've got as many as 44,000 in one day, and that's what we got for the whole year last year.
What happened?
You know, the guys have really, and girls have really worked really hard, especially this year and last year. We've spent numerous weekends and times during the week cleaning the streams all the way out to the North River.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a long route. As you know, it doesn't go straight. It's back and forth, back and forth. It's mm-hmm. all S's in there. So we cleaned it really well last year and the year before. And what we found this year, we went out this winter and we found a beaver dam right across the whole stream of the Heron Brook, which no fish were able to get through that particular area. So,
is that enough to block, though, all these fish we're talking about? Are there any, I'm just going to ask you, are there any man-made, I don't know, you want to call it sabotage, anybody dropping rocks or bricks or things in there?
Well, we did have, last year we found a stone wall that was built definitely by man mm-hmm. or woman or whatever, but I would say man.
Okay.
Right across the whole stream, up in back of Camp Four Winds Drive, mm-hmm. which is fairly close to where the counter is. We removed that, and there was also some man-made logs put into the stream that completely blocked the fish from coming. We found two or three of those along the way. So,
what about this year, Marcus? You wanted to add something?
Yeah, I'd like to add something. Fish travel in numbers, and safety in numbers. And you know, if the herring aren't coming up, the bluebacks won't be able to make it up. The alewives, the smelt, you know, all the other fish that go in safety mm-hmm. with all these other fish. So, you know, it impacts the whole ecosystem and all the other fish as well.
Absolutely, and I know that also that when the festival that you had planned for tomorrow, there was also going to be not just the fish, you were going to be able to bring items that you had from I guess some jewelry items, some information, education, which I think is very important about the history of the fish in this area, and you're not going to be able to do that now.
Right, I was invited several years ago by Bill and his constituents at Pembroke. They do a phenomenal job over there, by the way, educate the public about what mm-hmm. we do as indigenous people, how we use the herring roe, we fry it, we pickle the herring, we use them for our gardens and fertilizer. So the aspects of what we do as indigenous people with the fish and, you know, what we can do together to collaborate and educate the public.
Bill, is there any chance that this can be salvaged if you folks go out and find, say, more things that are blocking the all the little tributaries that feed into bringing the herring in, that you might be able to do this like in a month or two?
I did speak with the Division of Marine Fisheries yesterday, and was advised that my permit is good for two months.
Okay.
So should we get a lot of fish, what we didn't want to do was to take the fish from, we've only had about 500 fish this mm-hmm. year so far, which is very low for us. We're used to being way up in the thousands at this time of year. I know the weather is kind of bad, and in the New England area, it's down mm-hmm. a little bit, but mm-hmm. Weymouth and Middleborough on either side of us is they have a really, really good run this year.
Okay.
And there's no particular reason why we don't, unless there's some other blockages in there somewhere that the fish aren't able to get in.
Okay, I want to have you guys come back again. I want you to let me know after you've gone out and checked out everything if there are blockages and if you're able to take care of that, because I think this is an important issue that people around here need to know about. And we appreciate you joining us again. That's Bill Bolter from Pembroke. He's the Fisheries Commissioner. And Marcus Hendricks from Mashpee, Wampanoag, and Nipmuc Tribes. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. We'll be back with traffic and weather next.